In a letter to the President of the European Council, Donald Tusk, the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has restated his view that the backstop in the EU's withdrawal agreement is anti-democratic and must be removed. Government sources took issue with some points made in Mr. Johnson's letter and said it offered no viable alternatives to the backstop. Our Northern editor, Tommy Gorman.
In their hour-long phone call yesterday, the Taoiseach and the British Prime Minister air their opposing positions on the proposed backstop in the Brexit negotiations. Afterwards, Downing Street released a letter sent by Boris Johnson to the President of the European Council, Donald Tusk. In it, the British Prime Minister called the backstop anti-democratic and inconsistent with the sovereignty of the UK. He also suggested the backstop risks undermining the delicate balance embodied in the Belfast or Good Friday Agreement. He said the British government was open to finding replacements to the backstop. In a response last night, a government source rejected assertions that the backstop risks undermining the Good Friday Agreement. It said the Johnson letter had no detail of any alternative arrangements, and it said unless and until there are alternative arrangements, the need for the backstop insurance policy is clear. Tommy Gorman, RTÉ News, Belfast.
The leader of the opposition Labour Party in Britain, Jeremy Corbyn, has called on the UK government to release immediately its latest impact assessments for a no-deal Brexit. Mr Corbyn has said that the British Prime Minister's denials that a worst-case scenario situation wouldn't materialise couldn't be believed. At the weekend, a leak of British government documents suggested that there could be significant disruption to supplies of food and medicine in the event of a disorderly Brexit. A report today says that market rental costs have reached record levels across the country. Figures released by the property website daft.ie put the average monthly rental cost in Dublin at more than €2,000 a month. The national average is almost €1,400 a month. In cities other than Dublin, rents for the past quarter increased on the previous quarter by between 8% in Cork and 10% in Waterford. Our business editor Will Goodbody reports.
This latest increase marks the 13th consecutive quarter of record rents. It means the average listed rent per month is €361 higher than the last peak 11 years ago. But the 6.7% rise over the same quarter last year is the lowest rate of rental inflation recorded since the last 3 months of 2013. According to Daft, the slowdown has been principally driven by the capital, where rent growth in the last quarter was 4.5% compared to a year earlier, although other main cities have also seen inflation rates moderate too. Trinity College Dublin economist and report author Ronan Lyon said the moderation in increases was more likely due to limits on affordability than improvements in the unprecedented low supply of rental properties. In the Dublin market, there was just 1,541 properties available to rent on August 1st, for example. Commenting on the report, the Irish Property Owners Association said the report shows the private rental market is shrinking and that rent pressure zones are a blunt instrument that make it uneconomical for some landlords to continue renting property.
The national housing charity Threshold is urging the government to implement a deposit protection scheme immediately. The charity is calling for the measure to safeguard rental deposits and protect tenants in the private rented sector from scams. A man has been shot dead in the village of Waringstown in County Down. The shooting happened shortly after 9 o'clock last night. It's understood the PSNI believe that the attack arose from a feud between criminals and that dissident Republicans were not involved. The chief executive of Hong Kong, Carrie Lam, has announced the immediate establishment of a platform for dialogue to hear what the people of the city want to say. She also said a fact-finding investigation into police violence would be set up. Ms. Lam made the announcement following weeks of pro-democracy protests in the territory. She said she hoped the measures would help calm the unrest.
We will start immediately a platform for dialogue with people from all walks of life. This is something that we want to do in a very sincere and humble manner. I and my principal officials are committed to listen to what the people have to tell us. And we want to reach out to the community as soon as possible.
And the time is now 5 minutes past eight.
RTÉ Radio 1 weather with ESB Networks. Planning a day flying or sailing? Stay clear of overhead wires. For emergencies, call 1850 372 999. Stay safe. Stay clear.
There'll be sunny spells in the eastern half of the country this morning. It'll be dull elsewhere, with rain and drizzle gradually extending northeastwards. Downpours are likely, especially this afternoon. It'll brighten up in the south later. Highest temperatures will range from 16 to 19 degrees. And there's a warning that southwest winds will reach gale force at times later tonight on coasts from Valencia to Sleinhead to Malinhead.